Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, fitness, nutrition, and wellness. Now in its 34th year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is David Snow, who is a health expert but not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their area of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a medical condition that requires treatment, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Lessons learned from patients, from nurses. What goes up or in doesn't always come down or out. And don't ride a seatless bicycle. I think I did that once or twice. And also, there are two kinds of adhesive tape. The one that won't stick, the one that won't come off, and the other one that won't stay on. That's sounds like life. Hey, welcome once again to the Healthiest Hour on Radio. It's the Snowman with you. David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy as we do it each and every week at this time here on the program. And we hope you'll stay with us all hour long to make your weekend strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Today on the show, Mason Formani joins us in just a few minutes talking about managing your stress for better mental health. You know, April, as I mentioned last week, is, Stress Awareness Month every April has been for, well, at least the 30 plus years I've been doing this show. I know that. And so we'll talk about some ways to help relieve that stress. Of course, you can't live a stressless or a stress-free life. And of course, we'll talk about the two stresses, the good stress and the bad stress, the distress and the eustress, EU stress. So we'll talk about that. Mr. Formani has studied industrial psychology and has trained some of the top level CEOs and leaders in various industries throughout the nation. And he'll be with us in just a few short radio minutes talking about how to avoid not only stress, but mental illness and things that get more serious as time goes on if you don't address that stress. You know, it's the master cause of so many diseases. Between stress and inflammation, if you could counteract both of those areas of your lives, that would do a lot to help you live a longer and healthier life. So that's why we're talking about it today. All right, elsewhere in announcements, tomorrow is International Moment of Laughter Day. Talk about relieving stress. Laughter, of course, best medicine, most potent and powerful way to deal with some of the difficulties in modern life. And that's why we have the Funny Bone Pharmacy every week. But this is a day set aside for everyone to take the necessary time to experience the power of laughter. And I just remembered that one of the guests I had on, maybe a couple decades ago, he had a PhD, and then he did his thesis on laughter and the power of, healing power of laughter. He was the dullest guest I have in recent memory. I mean, you know, I thought, oh, this is going to be so animated, and I knew him from the gym, and, you know, he was very credentialed and, just highly intelligent person, and yet he was about as dull and boring as you could get, and I tried to get a laugh out of him, and I mean, I kept trying, and nothing seemed to, he didn't seem to budge in that regard. So make it easier for you to laugh every chance you get. All right, with April being Stress Control Month, here's a few Stay Calm solutions. This is from stress survivors. So new research on traumatized soldiers show just how damaging stress can be. As you know, you've heard of PTSD. Well, research shows that it's possible to cushion yourself against stress. A couple things they found out. Researchers are learning that exercise doesn't just soothe stress. It also fortifies your brain cells so that they're less vulnerable to anxiety in the future, even if you've been, if you've had traumatic or stressful events in the past. In fact, PTSD experts find that outdoor activities in particular are beneficial, especially cycling. This is according to a study at Palo Alto Healthcare System in California. Also, pets can reduce your use of meds. owning an animal, they say, is an even more powerful way to cultivate calm than previously thought. 82% of PTSD patients paired with a service dog reported a significant reduction in symptoms, and 40% were able to decrease their medications. That's from the Walter Reed Army Medical Center. And also sleep, that's one of the cornerstones of good health, helps to rebalance those stress hormones, specifically cortisone, and also helps to increase levels of DHEA, which we've talked about. In fact, we're going to do a show on that next month in May. But that plays a key role in resilience and protecting your body against stress. This from Yale University researchers. They tracked the hormone levels of a group of elite special forces soldiers. And what they found is it confirmed that higher levels of DHEA predicted which disease, or which divers in this case, were most stress hardy. And among women with PTSD, those with higher levels of DHEA had fewer negative moods. So there you go. All right, news of nutrition, fruits and vegetables for better skin. You know, we brought you an article on donuts recently on how it makes you uglier, how eating donuts and foods like that can actually cause you to look less attractive from research. Anyway, this research in Scotland found that the more fresh produce individuals eat, the healthier and better their skin looks, and the more others perceive them as attractive. Investigators at the University of St. Andrews observed skin changes associated with fruit and vegetable consumption in 35 students over the course of 6 weeks, and researchers found that even small increases in produce consumption led to visible improvements in skin. They also discovered that increased consumption of fruits and vegetables gave the skin a healthy glow. Students who ate fewer vegetables, on the other hand, and fruits, during the study visibly lost some skin color, and they attribute that to the carotenoids, those yellow pigments, is naturally found in fruits and vegetables. Workplace activity equals a longer life. If you spend your day behind a desk, like many office workers do, you know, we over 70% of workers have an office environment or position. Only about 30% are outdoors, you know, like construction workers, things like that. But you might want to add some extra movement, because a Journal of American Medical Association study found that 500,000 people, they studied, and they found that spending long stretches of time sitting was linked to an increased risk of death, and getting in as little as 15 minutes of movement throughout the day mitigated the risk. So instead of sitting at your desk, stretch at your desk. And this is interesting and important information about foods. Now, if you pride yourself on buying only the freshest of foods because you're, well, aware of nutrition, that's why you're tuned into Dr. Health Radio, right? But, you know, common products in your kitchen have an expiration date that doesn't appear on the package. And this is specifically with many of the foods in your refrigerator, as well as those in your cupboards. But refrigerated fruit juices, for instance, vitamin C and OJ, let's take orange juice, diminishes by almost 50% after just 7 days open in the refrigerator. So make sure you seal those cartons pretty well. Green tea, a lot of you drink green tea not only for the beverage enjoyment, but also the health benefits. Well, the antioxidants decrease an average of 32% after 6 months on the shelf. This was a study in the Journal of Food Science, and they found that the compounds in green tea are sensitive to both oxygen and light. And sadly, you know, tea, unlike wine, does not improve with age, so you want to get it as fresh as possible. So buy tea in airtight packages and keep them that way. Store tea bags in some sealed opaque canisters in a cool place. In fact, green tea is more sensitive to heat than black tea, and they actually recommend a sealed container in the refrigerator. So no harm in putting it in the refrigerator. Tomato products, what about them? Canned tomato juice loses 50% of its lycopene, that's the natural internal sunscreen and antioxidant, after just 3 months in the refrigerator, even when it's unopened. Olive oil, I always tell people to buy the smallest possible bottles of extra virgin organic olive oil. But the potency of antioxidants in olive oil declined 40% after 6 months, according to an Italian study. And yet many households, you know, they buy the big economical bottles and they put them on the shelf. I have one friend, I'm not going to mention who it is, but they have it sitting right by the stove because they cook with it, which you shouldn't do, and you shouldn't have it by the stove because olive oil is sensitive to oxygen, heat, and light. What about berry jams? Well, the anthocyanins, the pigments, say in blueberry jam and other berry jams, declined by 23% after just 2 months at room temperature. So University of Arkansas researchers say that after 6 months, well, you want to keep them as cold and sealed as possible, away from the oxygen and heat. And then dried herbs and spices, the capsaicin, which is the heat element in chili powder, decreased continuously during 9 months of storage. This is according to a Chinese study. So just beware of food storage. All right, let's go to the fitness file. Well, what do you know? Walking 10,000 steps a day really can make you healthier. You've heard other reports saying, oh, you only need 4,000 to 6,000 steps. Well, here's a study from the University of Sydney, Australia. They say the figure could hold merit, that of higher steps per day. The team analyzed more than 72,000 participants with an average age of 61, and they found that the movement tracking, well, they had an accelerometer on their wrist for 1 week. Anyway, the study tracked the participants for 7 years, and after adjusting for other factors that could influence the risk of illness and death over that period, you know, diet, smoking, etc., researchers calculated that the optimum level of steps per day is between 9 and 10,000. And then after that, it starts to tail off. So keep using those pedometers. And then in matters of sexual health, well, no prescription necessary anymore. Birth control pills now over-the-counter as of this month. Pills will now be sold in every location, from drugstores and supermarkets to convenience stores, with no minimum age for purchase either, and they'll also be available online. Now, these new O-pills, as they're called, the mini pill, contains only progestin, no estrogens, and they say it's 98% effective in preventing pregnancy. Side effects, though, are a few. They can include cramps and headaches. By the way, birth control pills are already available, or have been, without prescriptions throughout much of Asia, Africa, and South America. And the cost for these pills is going to be about $20 for a month's supply. All right, elsewhere in female sexual health, the yearly mammogram is the best thing you can do for your breast, according to a radiology study. They found that women age 40 to 79 who screen annually were 42% less likely to die of breast cancer. And those who went every other year for a mammogram had a 25% reduced risk. Elsewhere in the news, how much time do you feel you need being alone? You know, I need my space. Well, I need a lot of space. Anyway, according to this study, 4 hours is ideal. That's the average amount of alone time people need to feel their best. So you're getting more or less, but you know, everybody has, some people have a need for more, some a need for less, but 4 hours on average. Our quote of the week comes from, I don't know who this is, Ziad Abdel-Nour, who says, a negative mind will never give you a positive life. Oh, very true is that. And finally, in the Funny Bone Pharmacy, how do you know you're really old? Well, here are a few hints. The decline in your eyesight is conveniently offset by the ascent of high-definition television. And also, I might add, the advent of larger and larger television screens. Another way to know you're old, you took a picture of your ear hair when you tried to answer your multifunction cell phone. And you might be finally old if you remember when spam referred to canned luncheon meat, not your computer's junk mail. And also, finally, you remember when there were no ratings on movies, warnings on cigarettes, or seatbelts in cars. I remember all those, so I must be really old. Okay, What do you call a fake Italian restaurant? Let me ask my producer that. Any ideas?
Olive Garden.
No, not Olive Garden. That's a real Italian. Well, it's an American, Americanized Italian restaurant. I remember seeing a special on Olive Garden. No, a fake Italian restaurant is called an impasta. Okay, and did you hear about the new restaurant called Out of This World? Yeah, it's full of unidentified frying objects. Okay. Lessons learned from patients, from nurses. Glass tables are not equivalent to dance floors. And OxyClean contains zero OxyContin. Also from nurses, if you steal someone's heart, do you get cardiac arrested? And finally, a father of seven children called a nurse, his voice distraught. My kids are all sick and have some kind of bug. It's too crazy to bring them all in to see you, but I'm wondering if I could just bring in one for a sample. That makes sense. All right, that's it for the Funny Bone Pharmacy. When we come back, we'll have Mason Farmani talking about managing your stress for better health. Back after this with more information for your good health here on Dr. Health. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Want to get at the core issues that make weight loss so difficult? Try PGX from Natural Factors. This revolutionary product is clinically shown to help people achieve their ideal body weight in a safe, natural way. PGX helps you feel full for hours, dramatically reduces the glycemic index of any food, and improves the action of insulin. If you've ever tried to lose weight and failed, you need the tremendous support of PGX. Learn more at PGX.com.
Sorry, yogurt. Although you're high in calcium and protein, in the real world of potent probiotics, let's just say you're not that potent. While many consume you thinking they're getting enough probiotic bacteria for good gut health, the fact is, you yogurts can't compete with a medical strength probiotic like Theralac. Plus, you yogurts, well, most of you, have so much sugar and other ingredients that it defeats the purpose of eating you in the first place. So while we'll always be fond of you and other fermented foods, we want to make sure our listeners also take a potent probiotic like Theralac. That's because just one capsule of Theralac is equal to more than 200 cartons of yogurt in the beneficial bacteria that it delivers to the gut. And if your doctor advises you to just eat some yogurt after a course of antibiotics, without a strong probiotic like Theralac, it can take up to 2 years to reestablish your healthy gut flora. Look for Theralac in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store or go to Theralac.com.
Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata. Where did you get that smile that makes you you? Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, where did you get that smile? You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are our specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
Copycats? They're out there. Be strong and healthy. Tune in to the big dog. Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine.
You make me feel so young.
Welcome back to the program, David Snow on your radio. So hey, no matter what the weather is outside, it's always cool on your radio when you're tuned to the Radio Snowman, of course. Here to keep you cool and healthy. And here to keep us more stress-free and healthy is Mason Farmani. He has spent his professional career with the pinnacle of CEOs and top-level leaders of various industries, as well as helping them connect with their true purpose and beyond just the monetary success, and you know, which is so prevalent in today's society. You know, we regard money rather as the main source of our happiness and success, and yet millions of Americans, both rich and poor, don't seem to be living a mentally healthy life when the only goal is accumulating more monetary wealth. So here he's here with us to help us balance out our lives in many areas of them. And the result will be hopefully better mental health. And we'd like to welcome him to the Dr. Health radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Mason Farmani. How the health are you?
Thank you so much. I'm doing great, and I'm grateful to be on your program. Thank you.
Well, I know that you have studied extensively in this field of research, and so give us some guidelines to follow so that we can achieve, you know, and maintain success while at the same time not having to have it affect other parts of our lives negatively. I mean, some people have, they're so focused on a successful career or you know, making more money than keeping up with the Joneses, so to speak. And I mean, we have such a capitalistic society, which, of course, is why America is America. Nothing wrong with that. But there's sometimes an imbalance in that if you don't pay attention to other areas of your life, you're still lacking in happiness and fulfillment and, you know, just living a full life in general. So give us kind of your take on this.
Sure, sure, yeah. Well, you know, I've been in the, I was in the corporate world for 40 years. And I started companies and I grew companies both through acquisitions and organic growth. And I obviously dealt with a lot of leaders in the world, and I was one of them. And given my background that I studied industrial psychology when I went to school, I was always interested in looking at things differently than, you know, the normal lens, so to say. So one thing that was always very, very apparent to me with people, especially the people that are in charge, is that the bigger they grew and the more they had, the less they paid attention to the stress levels in their life and how much stress they were causing everybody else in their life, including coworkers, employees, husbands and wives, children. And it was always very interesting to me is that why is it that rather than paying more attention, they're paying less attention? I was friendly with all of these people, so I would just strike up a conversation. And the excuse most of the time was that, oh, my God, I'm so busy. I have no time. I understand. I really feel like I should. Yes, or maybe, yes, I will. But, you know, but it would always take the back seat. And then years later, I'm not saying all of them, but then they would come up and they would have chronic issues. And they would have health issues, or they would have, if they were not having health issues, people around them were having health issues.
from them being so hard driving or dominating, or I mean, is it because of their managerial style?
Yeah. Well, so there are a lot of studies that have been done, and it shows that if you're not internalizing your illness or your stress that causes illness, if you're not internalizing it, you're externalizing it, right? So you're actually putting it on the people that are around you. So just to bring it home, you can just imagine a boss that is not so sensitive, right? Because highly sensitive people tend to internalize issues and stress. Not highly sensitive people, they put that pressure on the people around them. So they're yelling and screaming at things while really the internal stress that they have should be paid attention to. So they come up with draconious punishments for things that don't fit, for example. Right? Or if you're a kid and you just happen to drop your ice cream, they can, you know, their anger will take over and they'll slap the kid. And now that kid has a trauma to deal with later on. Mm-hmm. And if they don't deal with that trauma is going to live inside them and eventually turn into chronic disease.
Mm. No, and so you were saying that, you know, they're not sensitive enough to even be aware of what they're doing. And yet people that might be more sensitive, they're fully conscious about what's going on and how they're being negatively affected by the people that you're describing. And so it's kind of a level of awareness, isn't it, that we need to have everybody aware, whether they're sensitive or not, of how they're affecting other people?
Exactly. Or actually, I think first things first, you need to be aware of the amount of stress that is around you, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm aware of the fact that my business has doubled since last year, but I have not, for example, doubled the amount of help that I could have to help with the process, well, then that doubleness of the work is going to cause a certain amount of stress on me and a certain amount of stress on the people. So if you're aware that something has happened, for example, just bringing it out of the corporate world and bringing it into even personal level, you know, like courtship, marriage can be stressful. So if you're aware that there is a certain amount of stress that is around me and you look at it and it's like, okay, so I have this stress that I feel and my body is going through some changes. For example, every time I'm in a certain situation, I start sweating, or whatever your stress response system is, it differs from one person to another. Then I got to do something about it. I either have to go and do some breathing, or I got to go and get some help and talk to somebody, or I got to go in nature, or, you know, there are several different ways that we can deal with stress that we'll get into later. But just, I think the first stage is really becoming aware of the amount of stress that you are experiencing, and then asking yourself that question, what am I doing about it? Mm-hmm. Am I just hoping that this too shall pass and I will completely overcome this and not have any issues? Or am I actually being proactive about it?
Well, one thing if I can just interject, sure. Mason, one thing that people go to when they're trying to control it or remedy it is they'll go to, you know, Dr. Google or some virtual friend, you know, see how many Facebook friends they have or, how many times they've been friended, et cetera. And the technology or technological connection, they substitute that for touching affection and you know, the fact that it's not really a substitute, even though they use it as a crutch or a Band-Aid approach. And I mean, we're right around the corner from everybody having their personal robots, for goodness sake, you know, that do everything but brush your teeth. And maybe that'll be also evident. But can you comment on how technology has sometimes replaced, like you were mentioning, nature or just the human connection?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So I actually recently did an article on social media and its effect on people and stress. So it's very interesting, right? Because we have this illusion that all these people that are in our social media and they're our followers and they press like whenever we post something, that they're our friends, mm-hmm. right? So, and it's really just an illusion, because when you think sure. about it, these people don't know you. Mm-hmm. They show up for you at the time of need. If you are sick and you need, I don't know, simple stuff, soup, would any of them show up with a bowl of soup for you?
Doubt it.
They're not going to do that,
yeah.
right? So it's an illusion that we have created. And, of course, no thanks to all the social media people that run the social media. That's exactly what they have wanted us to do, and they have succeeded. So we have this thing that whenever we have an emotional need, we go into this social media and we see how many likes we have. Well, that's temporary. That's short-lived.
Mm-hmm.
That has no effect on the physiological changes that your body could go through if you actually went and saw a friend, right? And they held your hand or they gave you a hug or looked at you in the eye and said, gosh, I'm so sorry for what you're going through. That's where the remedy is. You know, in the old days, we know, like, you know, thousands of years ago, people would get together in a circle. And that would be their community. And they would talk about their issues or, you know, the elders would give them advice. And they would come back from these circles or gatherings. And they would feel a lot better knowing that there is people behind them that feel like they've got their back. And also they've given them some sound advice that is proven for human being, not from somebody who's sitting there and they give you some general advice, maybe. And if they're not leading you to the wrong direction, like, without getting into details, there's all kinds of bad advice that's on the internet that you can't follow. So, you know, just knowing the distinction that if I'm having stress, do I go to the technology? And then, yes, I stare at that white light until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no.
And then now I can't even sleep.
Yeah, all right. Right. Thanks to anti-social media. Hey, I'm staring at our light, and we need to take a break. We're a little late for on the bottom of the hour break, Mason. So when we come back, I want to ask you about the fact that, mental health, we know, is rising at an alarming rate, with 50% of us experiencing some form of it in our lifetime. And so I want you to tell us about the Lamida Project, which is on your website, or you sent me a link on that, and the community connection, not just the antisocial connection that we get electronically, plus the fallacy of socially connecting electronically, and much more as we cover mental illness and mental health here on Dr. Health, Managing Your Stress for Better Mental Health with Mason Farmani. We'll give out his website and contact information as well when we come back from this brief break. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Welcome to the world of aromatherapy. For centuries, people throughout the world have experienced the many benefits of organic plant essences. To continue this tradition, in 1991, a Belgian pharmacist created Pranarome, a dual-certified organic and sustainable line of aromatherapy essential oil products. And besides essential oils, Pranarome has hydrosols for hydrating the skin, Aromalgesic for topical joint and muscle relief, and Aromaderm for first aid applications. And since Pranarome was founded by a pharmacist, there's also a therapeutic throat spray, vapor rub, and essential oil Pranacaps. In fact, Pranacaps are a must-have for your home pharmacy, as they're scientifically formulated for specific concerns, such as supporting your body's immune system, respiratory tract, or digestion. See all the Pranarome formulas at your favorite health store or go to pranarome.com. That's P-R-A-N-A-R-O-M.com.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Sound investment in your health by listening to Dr. Health every week at this time. Radio's original health news magazine. And a reminder, our show is rebroadcast tonight, 12 hours from the time you're listening to it right now, on the station you're listening to right now, or check the listings. It might be slightly off. And actually, I want to mention for our Sarasota listeners here on the Gulf Coast of Florida, that's AM 930, which is now rebroadcast at 6 p.m. On AM 930 in Sarasota, Florida. All right, continuing our conversation, if you're just joining us, Mason Farmani is my guest. Mason, is there a website people can get in touch with you regarding stress or reducing stress for better mental health?
Absolutely. Farmani, F-A-R-M-A-N-I, coaching.com is my website, and there is a place that you can get in touch with me.
All right. Good deal. All right. Tell us about the LAMIDA project, M-A-I-D-A. Is that how you pronounce it?
LAMIDA.
LAMIDA. Okay. Okay. Now, their contention is that we're basically living in a state of disconnection in our modern society, and they're trying to achieve a community connection. That reminded me of, you've heard of the Blue Zones, Daniel Buettner from National Geographic.
Yes.
Yeah. I had the opportunity of spending some time with him about 6 years
Beautiful.
Ago. And it reminded me of, I just saw one of his, maybe a Netflix special, but, you know, he had the different areas of the Blue Zones. This particular one was on Singapore. But the facts from that documentary on the Blue Zones, where people live the longest and healthiest in different countries, what the research found in this case was casual social interactions. You know, simple things like talking to the postman or interacting with your neighbors or conversing with other individuals, walking their dogs or your dog, just everyday encounters with others. Those are among the most valuable connections you can make. And the report went on to say that loneliness is a function of our environment. So are we creating our own isolation?
Yes. I mean, look at it. We can speak in general, but really just being more specific since the pandemic. Our body and the brains got trained to be in isolation.
Right.
And we had to come up with something to figure out what do we do about this nature of ours that likes to socialize.
Mm-hmm.
So we figured out that, if we can't go to our neighbors or see our friends, we're going to do that electronically. People were having Zoom parties. People were having, doing more social media stuff. So we isolated ourselves. And then we know from studies that when we practice something over and over and over, that becomes our comfort zone.
Well, and it becomes reality. So, perception is reality.
Exactly. Yeah. And whatever we put our energy in, that is the life we live,
right?
So now we have so many people that isolation has become their comfort zone. And, so we are really actively, both at LAMIDA and my work and other things we're doing, is we're really trying to change that programming, change that new system that has taken over in our bodies mm-hmm. that thinks that this is the norm.
Yeah, and hats off to you. I just want to compliment you, Mr. Farmani, and that is you created a documentary during COVID, during the pandemic, yes. which provided insight and perspective on how to cope with stressful situations. And I might add that I just saw an article on COVID's toll in the classroom. You probably already know some of these stats, but it's shocking. The average student in third through eighth grade had dropped the equivalent of half a grade level in math and reading. And there was no state that saw gains in those areas. And in the 2022 to 2023 school year, average math scores for 13-year-olds, you know, that age group, sank to their lowest level since 1990. And then furthermore, those stuck at home in front of screens and isolated from their friends and teachers, students of all ages struggled to focus during video chat lessons. And since you mentioned Zoom, here's something on that. Engaging students over Zoom was nearly impossible, said researchers. Even good kids or polite kids were hard to engage. And they talk about the stress and emotional upheaval of the pandemic and the fact that even kindergartners feel the loss. You know, why would kids who were in diapers for the worst of the pandemic also be experiencing learning loss? Well, experts say that it's because the declining enrollment in pre-K education early in the pandemic, that might have played a part in the youngsters receiving less socialization and stimulation in their first years, which are so formative, as you know. Any psychologist knows that. And so, you know, the countless play dates and visits with relatives and family outings, those were all disrupted.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's, I mean, you can look at it and say it's disappointing to see these kinds of figures, but we can also look at it and say, well, it's a natural progression from where we were, but how do we change it?
Yes, right.
You know, it's the old story that, you know, if you keep resisting something, it's going to persist.
But
if you surrender and say, okay, well, that is what we got. It is what it is. Now what are we going to do? How do we change that? And that's where, you know, my involvement and I love the Lameda Project, where really our goal is to rewrite the story of mental health.
Yeah. Right? And the what is it? The Surgeon General of the State of California has been part of that, the Lameda Project?
I'm not sure that they're part of the Lameda Project. But we have...
Maybe I'm confusing it. Okay.
Right. But we do have really great psychiatrists and psychologists. And we happen to also have two really, really great philanthropists, Jennifer Gardner and Drew Carey, that are part of a board of directors.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so our goal is to... change the story of mental health, because traditionally, you know, we are a reductionist society in the mental health. You know, we got to figure out what your diagnosis is, and if we can't help it with cognitive therapy, then we've got to send you to a doctor who's going to give you medicine. And over the years, it's only gotten worse. It hasn't gotten better ever. So we're basically saying that, and one of our founders, Dr. Amit Naeem, who's one of the brilliant minds of our time, has come up with a system. He says, look, you got to come up, you got to repair your connection with four different elements in order for you to live a fuller life. And really process mental issues. Mm-hmm. One is you got to take care of your connection with yourself. You know, taking care of yourself, being connected to your heart, and taking care of your mental health. And the other one is being connected to your community, creating a community, what we were talking about just a minute ago and how important that is. The other one is working on your creativity.
Mm.
So basically doing something creative. There are a lot of studies that show that if you're in a stress mode and you actually switch to something creative, there is that part of your brain that is getting overactive is going to calm down. That now you're going to pay attention to the other part of the brain that is not being, you know, so that doesn't cause the production of the cortisol is going to start getting reduced and getting into back into balance. And lastly is, you know, fixing your connection or getting connected to the nature.
Well, and that was my, you took the words out of my mouth, Nathan, because that was my prescription, even though I'm not a doctor. And by the way, I do sometimes prescribe a laxative, not to be confused with a laxative, but a laxative, you know. But anyway, to me, the nature of connection is nature, you know, being outside in a park, a garden, at the beach or what have you.
Go touch a tree.
Right. And now, you know, what a concept, right? It's so simple and yet so powerful. And so anyway, we're up against the clock. So give us your website one more time and the name of that project that you're involved in.
Sure. Pharmani, Pharmani, coaching.com. And the Meta Project is one of the nonprofits that I'm involved in.
Okay, and I'm going to leave you with a riddle. Here's a question for you. I have one head and four legs, but only one foot. What am I? One head, four legs, and one foot. I'll give you a hint.
Four legs and one foot.
Yes. You slept in it last night. Your bed! and you know, that is key in reducing our stress is getting enough sleep. I mean, people that need to spend more time sleeping because the average American is sleep provided or deprived, and not getting enough sleep raises your cortisol stress hormone levels, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
So,
and here's the other thing that you just did, right? Humor.
Yes.
I mean, it's such an important factor in dealing with stress. I mean, I recommend a lot of people is that, you know what, if you're going to go into a really stressful meeting, find something humorous at the very beginning to talk about. And it just makes everything safe, even though it's silly and nobody's going to laugh at it. Make sure the funnier, the better.
Okay, I'll take that to heart, and hopefully we'll have some more funnies. This is National Humor Month, by the way. All right, thanks, Mason. Pleasure. Really appreciate you having me on.
Pleasure.
Okay.
Anytime.
There goes Mason Pharmani. And coming up next, a new health product review, some new items you'll soon be seeing in the marketplace, food, supplements, and beverages. So stick around if you want to stay healthy. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Reg Active. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites, shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common radio show. It's your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. David Snow on your radio. A reminder, our show is a podcast after next Wednesday, if you want to hear it all over again, at drhealthradio.com. That's drhealthradio.com, but it's drhealthradio.com. And you can also listen to all the previous shows, as well as seeing our show schedule, no matter what state you're in. All right. Well, in this segment, I told you we were going to do a new product review, but one product in particular, I was at a food show recently, and we happened to get in touch with one of the people that is involved in this very valuable, well, healthful type of food, and that is, I'm talking about coconuts. I grew up with them. We had several coconut trees in my backyard growing up in Kailua, Hawaii. But we are joined by Victor Estevez. He is with Copra Coconuts, and we'd like to welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Victor. How the health are you?
Very, very good, doctor. How you doing?
I'm not a doctor, but thanks for the honorary degree. Now, good day to you. And some of our listeners will be listening in the afternoon. But anyway, a good day to you. Now, speaking of good day, good morning, good afternoon, Good Morning America's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Jennifer Ashton, you may know this already. She's a big proponent of coconuts. In fact, her day starts with a smoothie of half water, half coconut milk, and she puts a banana, scoop of fiber, some hydrolyzed collagen powder, and probiotics, and she calls it her insurance policy on health. And she also enjoys unsweetened coconut yogurt topped with berries, and so she's one of millions of people that include coconuts as their daily healthy regimen for good health as well as good taste. Now, talk about, if you would, some of the products that Copra Coconuts have. This is a one-ingredient company. It's a big company, but you have everything coconut. I mean, there's coconut jerky, coconut milk, coconut water, coconut smoothies. Give us the rundown on coconut, if you would.
Yeah, David, thanks a lot for this valuable time. I know all the people listening, they care about health, and coconut is a very, very blessed product because definitely has a lot of health involvement. We have coconut water, and it's natural. We don't use any chemicals or preservatives on it.
And you don't heat it. You don't heat it, so it feels like it's right out of the coconut, right? I mean, it tastes like it's right out of the coconut.
Correct. I was about to say that because we don't heat it. And so we have a special technique to control any airborne that might, you know, cause a problem. But we do coconut water. We do fresh coconut meat also, the same technology. We actually just take out the coconut meat out of the young coconuts and scoop it up by hand and put it in a bag and seal it. Mm. And then we freeze it right away with a special system. and it freezes so quick that it's able to seal everything in the coconut meat. Same process with coconut water.
Okay, now, Victor, we have less than a minute left, and you have baked coconut chips. And I might add that all of your Copra coconut products, the brand name is Copra, they all come from Thailand. That's some of the highest quality coconut products, right, from Thailand?
That is correct. Everything comes from Thailand. We process everything there, and basically we are a company based on minimal process. That way we keep everything in the product closest to the nature.
Give us your website for people wanting more information for Copra Coconuts.
www.copracoconuts.com.
Okay.
Also, you can find us on Instagram, and we have a ton of recipes there.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Victor. And that's copracoconuts.com. Thanks so much for joining us. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of the program. Until then, I'm David Snow reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.